Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. I don't know if any of you have been feeling like this, because I've been feeling this way, where there is so many new things popping up in the news about investing and about what to do with your money and cryptocurrencies and all these things. I even start to feel overwhelmed because there's so much to take in on a daily basis. I think sometimes it can make me feel distracted from just the basics of how I manage my finances because, you know, I just like, oh, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? So I'm sure some of you out there are having some of these same feelings as well. And I thought there was no person better to have this conversation with than the official financial hype woman of the entire internet and even offline too. I'm taking you analog and digital. Berna Annette, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing?
Chris, every time I'm on the show, every time I'm near you, even in the digital space, I feel that much more hyped. I'm like reminded of the hype juju that lives in me and lives in all of us. So I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling very blessed and honored to be on Popcorn Finance once again. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on. I always love having a conversation with you. Before we even get into the topic here, there's been so many new changes with you. You are now the host. I can throw this on here. You're now the host of your very own podcast called Money, Please. Mm-hmm. And you're an upcoming author as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's been a very big week, a very tiring week. We were just talking about how I am still very deeply emotionally hungover from all the launching. But October 26th, we launched Money, Please, which is a podcast that I'm doing with Betches Media and One's Happy Hour. And it is all about, like we're going to get into, the basics of financial stuff that no one taught you. And then on the same day that I launched the podcast, I finished the manuscript for my as yet untitled book, which is also the basics of money that no one taught us specifically for young folks. And so I guess you could call me a basic B in that way. I do love, I love the basics of finance. I'm obsessed. I can't get enough. And I just, this is where I like to live. This is my camp. This is my lane. I love it here.
Well, I want to ask you then, for someone who knows the basics, you got it down. You've built your life around, I think, really locking in the basics for the people out there who don't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. For you, do you also get overwhelmed by the talk of all these new things that we see popping up? The friends texting you about buying some mm-hmm. new cryptocurrency with some crazy name, or mm-hmm. you should be doing all this, you should be doing that. Do you feel that same pressure that I've been feeling?
Oh my God, every freaking day. You can't open any app without being reminded about the NFTs and the crypto, and you should have bought Dogecoin 10 years ago for 5 cents and you'd be a billionaire now. Like, there's so much noise out there. It's difficult to hear in my own headspace and remember what the basics are because the noise is so loud and it's so sexy and it's so publicized and people want to talk about the fast things happening with the GameStop and the AMC. It takes real effort to turn all that down and tune it out to get back to the basics. I mean, we are so wooed by the stories of people who are like, yes, I did invest my last $5 in Taco Bell Chihuahua coin 2 years ago, and now I am a billionaire. And so you should learn from me and be manic about every single meme coin you see. You know, then it's like, what is the to-do list you're giving people here? Yeah. And have they covered their – do these people have an emergency savings? Like, have we unpacked the basic financial trauma? Like, there's so much that needs to be taken care of first. But it is very difficult to tune out the hubbub.
It is. It's coming at you from every direction. I remember my cousin, I think he just turned 22. Mm. We were in my parents' garage. We're all over there talking. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he's trading options. I was like, hold up. Options.
Dang.
I didn't even know you knew what stocks were. Now you've jumped over to options. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, that's cool. If you like doing that, nothing wrong with, you know, learning more about other things. I was like, but maybe, you know, hey, set up like an IRA too and like put some money over there. And he looked at me like I was insane, like an IRA. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you noticed, but I'm 22. I'm not retiring right now. I'm going to get this
option. I'm immortal, actually. I'm never going to die.
What is like your financial basics rock that grounds you, that you turn to give you your peace of mind, your focus, your, you know, just your guidance as you're still navigating your financial life?
Oh my gosh. My rock is absolutely, it is the physical appointment. Some people call it the money date. Sometimes I call it bae day because B-A-E before anything else. budgeting bay day. It is absolutely the biweekly physical moment that I take with myself to look at my money. Because like we were just talking about, you get on the internet every single day, you're scrolling through all the apps, and every day you're inundated by all this sort of like helium above the head, like you could be investing in this, and here's what's happening in other people's financial lives, and da 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 da. What grounds me is going, wait, what's literally happening in my dusty bank accounts? Like what's happening in my, do I remember my logins to my bank accounts? Like the most just to the me basic stuff. What always grounds me is I do have a budgeting moment every Wednesday evening. Wednesday evenings are my bay day, my budgeting moment every other Wednesday. That is when I sit down and I do the absolute most basic things, which is just, do I have the cash to survive? That always grounds me. It's also the day that I do therapy in the morning. So it's all very sandwiched in like the concept of putting on my oxygen mask before I go out into the world, or you're on a plane and they're like, put your oxygen mask on before you help others. That's what this budgeting moment is for me. I need to know, do I have enough cash in my bank accounts to survive to next month? Are they taking out the rent check soon? Am I going to get kicked out if that stuff automates and Miss Tan's going to show up at my door and being like, your check bounced? Do I have the cash to cover that? Do I have money for groceries next week? Have I defaulted on any payments? Is anybody mad at me for money that I owe them? That is like basic survival level stuff. And every time I do it, it's like taking a hit of the oxygen mask and just every 2 weeks. And then only then do I feel, and not only then, but I feel the most resource then to be like, okay, now you may yell at me about NFTs. Now you may yell at me about the Dogecoin, because after that moment, I have a better understanding of what money can I invest in the NFTs and the things that are a little bit higher risk or more new. I've got me covered. It's kind of like, did I eat? Did I shower? Have I slept? Mm. Okay, now I can go to the function tonight. Because if I go to the function without those things, I'm a lose it. And I think we all know what we're talking about, going to a function when you are not resourced to be at a function that night. Those are my basics.
I love that example because I think it perfectly illustrates the need to kind of just secure the house, secure your house, yes. Secure your foundation, yes. Get that stuff all right. And then go look at some other stuff. It's fine. Because I think sometimes people are either really all in on it or really all against it. Like they have those two very opposed views, and it doesn't leave a lot of room for that kind of gray area in between, where you can be a fan of learning about cryptocurrencies, but also say, you know what, I'm gonna make sure I got an emergency fund saved, I plan out my income, and I got that stuff down. And I think sometimes it could feel almost like that's not an option because of the way all this stuff is talked about.
Exactly. There's such urgency. You're an idiot because you didn't invest in the Taco Bell Chihuahua Dogecoin 5 years ago.
Like, I really want some of that coin now.
It's going to come up now. Like, I feel like the cryptocurrency world, it's like, you think it, someone already did it at least 10 minutes ago, maybe a year ago. Someone already conceptualized it and they're making hella money. And so there's this urgency, this scarcity of like, if I don't get on the train now, I'm going to lose out. If I don't try to make big dramatic moves now, then I can't get the big dramatic wins that all these people are yelling on the internet about. But the thing about these kinds of new investments is that you can have big dramatic wins, but also, as we've seen, big dramatic losses. And what keeps you grounded during those big dramatic losses? If you've gone back and you know that you have an emergency savings, you have a debt payoff plan, you know, like the people and the things that you have to take care of at a basic level are financially taken care of, then it's fine if you have the big losses, you know, and it's fine if turns out Taco Bell Chihuahua Dogecoin was not the best investment. That's okay, because you've been sleeping well and showering and feeding yourself financially. And like, you can stand to lose a little bit of energy there, but you got to take care of the basics first. And that, I get very excited about the basics because you always return to it. It's never going to go away. I don't care how fancy of an investor you are. I don't care how many Dogecoins, Tendi, whatever the hell to the moon you get into. You probably still have to pay rent or a mortgage or your team. Like, you still have to understand and know how your budgeting and your saving situation is going. It's never going to go away. And so it's like, come on, you got to eat, you got to sleep, you got to breathe. Like Jeff Bezos poops and showers. Let's just, how about that? Just like the rest of us.
He may be in space, but he also does it.
Still got to poop. They got to spend millions of dollars to figure out how he can poop and shower and sleep in space, which should tell you, who cares how much Tendies are going to the moon? Is your financial house in order? Because it's always going to have to be while you add on to all the rest of the things that you want to do. There's space for it, but you gotta make that space.
You know, you can have your vacation home on the moon, but you still got to take care of your main residence back down here on Earth.
Exactly. And then even in your vacation house on the moon, where are you pooping? Where are you sleeping? Where are you eating? Okay. It's not all space fun and games out there. You still got your basics. Take care of your basics, because then your basics take care of you when the moon explodes, you know, figuratively speaking.
Exactly. Berna, I can't stress how much I love having you on the podcast. I appreciate you so much coming there and having this conversation with me. And I mean, you have so many things going on, but please, where would you like people to go? If they want to connect more with you, they want to see more of what you're doing, all the great things, and hear more from you, where should they go?
Yes. Well, I have to also say, and just return uno reverse the hype, that I love talking with you, Chris. I love being on Popcorn Finance. And if folks want more of this circus, they can find me mostly on Instagram at Hey Berna. I'm like dabbling a little bit in the TikToks, but really the main party is happening on at Hey Berna. That's where all my main updates about the podcast and cool new video series stuff coming up, and hopefully like getting on my pre-order book list. That's going to be all promoted on my Instagram. So find me there.
Wow, perfect. I'll make sure all that goes in the show notes. Highly recommend you all. If you're not following Berna, get over there and do it. Just amazing, very entertaining stuff. So thanks again. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Chris. I will be back to bother you soon, I'm sure.
And a big thanks to all of you for coming back and joining me here for yet another podcast episode. And I just want to reiterate how much I think you should go check out Berna's new podcast, Money Please. Not only is it a great show, she's an amazing host. So do yourself a favor, go and subscribe to that. And if you want to keep up with my other podcast appearances or just what's going on with the podcast, you can come check me out over on Instagram. Just look for Popcorn Finance Podcast. And while you're at it, go check out the other podcast that I host called This Is Awkward, which I host with my good friend Allison from Inspired Budget. And last but not least, before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to this week's Colonel. Going back into the Apple Podcast reviews for this one, this review came from JConrad622. They wrote, "I love the format of this show and I almost always learn something." Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review. I always love hearing your feedback and seeing these reviews show up on Apple Podcasts. So if you're enjoying the show, head on over, leave Popcorn Finance a review. So as always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Your boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.